Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 11:3. We now return to the topic of throwing, Zrika. So it says, Hazorek Arba Amos, if one throws something four Amos, and that something is sticky, think like a piece of sticky bubblegum, and it lands against the wall and sticks there. So it's traversed four Amos in the Shusha Rabin. So then, Lamala Masar Tvachim, if the place where it sticks is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so its resting place is not the Rishos HaRabim. It's part of the Makom Patur, as we said before. Above 10 tefachim is a Makom Patur, and therefore he will be exempt altogether. It's Kazorek Ba'avir, as if he threw it in the air and it never landed. Never, it's high up in the air. Lamata Masar Tefachim. However, if he throws it and it is landing on the wall at a height of less than 10 tefachim, that means it's coming to rest inside the Rishos HaRabim. And since it's stuck to the side of the wall, it's considered to be at rest. That's the Hanacha. So then it's Kazorek Ba'aretz. It's no different than if you threw it straight onto the floor. And that being the case, if you threw four Amos, he'll be liable for Zrika. It's a Chayav Hatzah, transferring four Amos in the Rishos HaRabim by throwing. The Mishnah continues, Hazorek Ba'aretz Arba Amos. If one throws something on the ground four Amos, like we said before, you take a football, you throw it four Amos away from you. So then, Chayav, you're liable. You bring a chatas because, again, you did a transference. You did like a havara, a transference of four amos and shesu rabim, and zrika, throwing, is a tolda of hotza. We said that before, but now we're going to have a new insight. What happens if you threw it and you intended that it would, the ball that you're throwing should only go three amos away from you, but it just rolls further than expected and rolls beyond the four amos threshold? What then? Zarak l'toch arba amos, if you threw it intending for the ball that you're throwing to land within arba amos and stay there, but v'nisgalgel chutz la'arba amos, but it rolls away further until it's a full four amos away from you, then patur, then you'll be exempt. Why? Exempt from ingachatas, because even though you did transfer the ball or whatever you're throwing more than four amos, that wasn't your intention. Your intention was to do less than four amos, and therefore the hotzah act, the zrika, the throwing, lacks one of the conditions of melechas machsheves. It's not what you intended to happen, and that being the case, you won't be liable. On the flip side, chutz la'arba amos. What happens if you threw that thing, like the ball, and sending it to go more than four amos away? And then it throws a distance of more than four amos, but then it comes to rest for a moment, and then it rolls back towards you, coming to rest a second time within arba amos. What then? So then you'll be chayav, as the Mishnah says, chutz la'arba amos, if you threw it intending for the thing you're throwing to go more than four amos away. V'nisgagel toch arba amos, but then it rolls back towards you to end up within four amos, still chayav, you'd be liable. Now, just I want to clarify, the Gemara speaks out, and the Mishnah is not clear like this, but this is essential to understand, as the Bartender speaks out himself. You're only liable if the thing you threw came to rest for an instant, stop moving momentarily, at a distance of more than four amos away, as you had intended. And then, I don't know, the wind picked up, or it was on a slant, or whatever, it was still shaking a little bit internally, and it rolled back towards you. But if it simply, let's say, bounced off a wall or something and never came to rest, so then when it finally comes to rest, it's within arba amos, then you'll get off on the technicality of having not fulfilled your intention of throwing it four amos away. So though the Mishnah doesn't say it has to come to rest very briefly, and when I say briefly, I mean actually resting. I don't mean like the theoretical, you know, instantaneous stop for an instant as it, you know, changes directions. I don't mean that. I mean it has to come to rest for a moment. It then ends up, you know, by itself, quote-unquote, rolling back towards you. It's too late. You'll be chayav.